Welcome. Well, we're a hunting this morning. What are we hunting for? We're kind of an opportunist hunter this morning. So what we're trying to do is just put some food on the table. So primarily we're out here, we're going to be dove hunting this morning. Dove season came in a few days ago. And so there's been a lot of dove in this area. I'll kind of tell you about it here in just a minute. And then we're going to kind of drift through this woods to see if we can't pick up a squirrel or two. But I tell you what, I love hunting, love fishing, but I love eating wild game. I'm telling you, that is just the best table fare there is out there. I mean, wild game. So you take dove, for example, boy, if we can harvest a few of those, wrap them in bacon, put them on the grill, after marinating them for a little bit. Or if we get a squirrel or two and we can fry them up, or you can fry the dove, anything fried's good, right? So, I mean, so there you go. But, you know, thank you, Lord, for providing that resource that we can come out here and harvest and take back home and put on the supper table. I mean, that is just good food to consume. But anyway, where we're set up at here this morning, you can see we have a pond here right beside us, so it's a good water source for these birds. And you can kind of see some real green grass right over there. And actually, that's wheat. And so we had some dirt work done into this area. We kind of widened the pond up and kind of pushed this bank down right over here. You can't really see it from where we're sitting. But so we did a lot of dirt work around this area. And I broadcast a lot of wheat seed. And so sowed it with a lot of wheat seed out here. And I did that because we're in early fall right now, winter's coming up, and I really needed to establish something pretty thick on the ground so it wouldn't erode through the winter before we get to next spring and summer and the grass season starts again. So a lot of the wheat has already come up and it's gotten pretty thick. We've had a few good rains, but a lot of the wheat seed is still yet on the ground. And so these dove, and I don't know if you can see it from the camera, but there's a few of them flying in about 60 yards from us over there. These dove have been flying in here and feeding every day and eating a lot of the wheat seed. And that's legal in our state. Oh, I just heard. Got one. Oh, let's see if these come back over. Let's be real still. They were just a little out of range. Ow. Well, they're still flying around over there. Put a gun back on safety. Well, we shot one. That was quick. I bet you're thinking, how did he hear those? Or how did he see those? They were behind him. But you can hear them. When dove fly over, a lot of times they'll leave this sound. It kind of sounds like. And so I heard that and knew they were right here beside me. Or I'm just an extremely good hunter, but that's not the case. And that was a good, decent shot right there, but it fell right over there and I'll grab that dude here in a minute. So back to what I was telling you. So we, here in our state, it's legal to be able to, sow wheat, broadcast wheat and hunt over that for dove hunting. But you can't pile it. You can't pile up because that's considered baiting. So, you know, so we sowed this in a bunch of wheat. And like I said, these dove are coming in here and feeding on the wheat seed. And if you can see that bank, there's a bank of trees right here across from the pond. That's actually a food plot on the other side of there that we planted back in the spring. And my plan was to bush hog that. It would have been about a week or two ago, I would have bush hogged it and I would have spread wheat seed out there and that's where we would have dove hunted at. But what happened was, is I planted half of it in milo and half of it in sunflower seeds. And everything came up really good, but then we didn't get a lot of rain through the summer. And so when that happened, the sunflowers just didn't make it, they burned up. Now we did have a lot of the milo make it, but since we did all this dirt work and just happened to be within the past couple of weeks, well, it's actually been about 3 weeks ago now, and we broadcast a bunch of wheat right here beside it anyway to keep the ground from eroding. I just haven't bush hogged that yet. So I'll probably bush hog in the next couple of weeks, and that'll double as a fall food plot as well, because I will plant a bunch of wheat over there on that side. So as you can tell, I don't know if you can see it right now, there's actually a dove sitting down there on the highline wire. So where we're set up right here is just really the best. I mean, it's just really a great spot. Now, I'm not normally, if I wasn't filming, I'd be ducked in a little bit more into these bushes right here, but since I'm filming, I've kind of got to set out here a little bit in the open, so once I get through talking here, I'll be really still. And but it's really great because you've got a water source right here, you've got food for them all around it right here, and this highline wire that goes across here. They love to come and sit and roost or just kind of hang out on a highline wire. But we have to be really careful because of that, because we don't want to shoot the highline wire. So we're not going to shoot them off the highline wire, but we're going to make sure to avoid shooting at the highline wire. One thing, I don't want to get in trouble. Number two, I don't want Miss Yolanda mad at me because we're without electricity because I've shot the highline wire into. So we're not going to do that. But what we're shooting this morning is I brought my 12 gauge. You know, I would have probably brought my 20 gauge because, I don't know, I like shooting the 20 gauge. And I brought the 12 gauge because we have a lot of tall trees back here that these squirrels are feeding in. And so I needed something with a little more oomph to get up there in the top of those trees. And what I'm shooting for the dove, the size of the shot shell I'm using, is a number 7.5 shot. Now, for the squirrels, I'll be using a number 6 shot. So I'll kind of swap over to that shot shell when we start walking through the woods on our way back home. But a 7.5 shot, you could shoot an 8 shot. I like a 7.5 shot because, remember, when it comes to a shot shell, the higher the number, so it may go from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.5, 8, the higher the number, the more pellets there is in the shot shell and the smaller the pellets are. So, for example, if I was shooting at this dove, I want a lot more pellets to throw out there and a wider shot pattern because they're quick and they fly really fast, right? And so it's not going to have probably even quite the distance that a number 6 shot will. So a number 6 shot shell will have less pellets, but the pellets will be bigger. And I'm talking here and two flew in, but they lit in that tree over there. But I don't know where they'll pitch down. We'll wait and see. But a number 6 shot shell has less pellets, but the shot is bigger. And that's better for squirrel. You don't put as many pellets in there. You know, because when it comes to a dove, you got a small moving target. When it comes to a squirrel, you've got a little bit larger target, and it's not moving usually quite as fast as a dove is. Now, what I'm shooting in my shotgun, here comes two more. We're going to see if they come across. They lit in the tree as well. I'm shooting with my shotgun, I'm shooting a modified choke. I almost put the improved cylinder choke in the shotgun, but since I was going to be squirrel hunting too, I went ahead and left a modified. A modified choke is kind of a good all-around choke. If you do an improved cylinder choke, if it's an improved cylinder choke, you're going to have less restriction. So when you throw that shot out there, here comes two dove. Let's see what they're going to do. Man, they went over and lit in the tree as well. I think they're kind of picking me out here. I may have to back up into the trees, even though I'm trying to film. It's just not working out right here because I feel a little bit exposed. But so, improved cylinder has the least restriction. What that means is when the shot comes out of the shotgun, it's going to start spreading the shot pattern out faster. A modified choke has moderate constriction, and so still has a little bit of a wide shot pattern, but it's not quite as wide as an improved cylinder. And then, of course, you know, if you went with a full choke has the tightest restriction, something you would shoot for turkey, you know, if you were out turkey hunting. So I'm shooting a modified choke because I'm going to kind of just kind of hunt all day today and see what we can pick up. But so when it comes to the size of shot shell that I pick when it comes to dove hunting, I normally shoot a 7.5 shot, a little bit bigger pellets, a little bit less pellets than a number 8, because, you know, a lot of times they might be right in your face when they come flying by. And so I like a 7.5 shot, number 6 shot when I'm squirrel hunting. And I might even go down from that if I'm in a place where there's some really tall trees, like in some bottomland areas with some really tall trees. So anyway, we're going to see what we can do. We picked up one so far. We're going to be real quiet. And I really don't know how it's going to work out this morning. I really don't, because I don't know what this rain is going to do to them. They seem to be moving pretty good, but we got out here late. And so I may have to back up in the trees here a little bit more, but we'll see. So hang out with me for a little bit here, and we'll see what we can pick up.
Oh, there's one. Oh. There we go. Now we got some more that might fly around now. Got the one, but those are a little too far away. Well, there's three in pretty quick succession.
Picked up an extra one.
Didn't fall in the brush pile, but it fell directly behind it. Ha! There it is. Man. Half Labrador Retriever anyway, huh? Good job, Sean. Hit that one pretty good, even though it was a long ways away.
Well, it wasn't a bad morning. I was able to harvest 8 dove, and then walking back to the house, I got 2 squirrels. So we're gonna have something good for the supper table, and I might just have to cook that up tonight. You know, talking about this good food kind of has me thinking about other things throughout our day that we may be consuming. Are they healthy? And I'm not just talking about the little Debbie snacks that we may be eating in the deer stand. No, I'm talking about maybe the movies that we may choose to watch, or the music that we listen to, or maybe even the conversations that we're a part of. Are they healthy and glorifying to God? You know, sometimes we try to fill ourselves with the wrong things, you know, the things of this world. And what we should really strive to be filled with is what? The Word of God. You know, like it says in Psalms 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And then in Job 23 and 12, he says, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. You know, I'll say it again. What we consume matters. Jesus is the bread of life and the living water. He should be what fills us. Let me encourage you to sink your teeth into the Word today and be filled. You know what? If you like this video and want to see more like it, follow us on Facebook and other social media platforms. Or you can go to lifeword.org. I tell you what, all this talk about food has gotten me hungry. I'm headed to the kitchen. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.